you feel like you are the only man. Didn't I give you everything that a woman possibly can? But with all the love I give you, it's never enough. But I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. So God,
no. Janis Joplin did not sing that song first. That was Irma Franklin, who was born on this day in 1938, this day, March the 13th, sister of Aretha Franklin, who made that song a hit. That was a song we danced to when I was young, Irma Franklin. So she passed away in 2002, but she was an amazing singer. That was the hit she had, and she sang a lot with her sister as well. She was an amazing talent in her own right on this day in history. And, you know, I guess you've all heard this before. You've heard it on television. Some of us have actually heard it on the street ourselves. You have the right to remain silent when questioned. Anything you say or do may be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to consult an attorney before speaking to the police, to have an attorney present during the questioning now or in the future. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you. If you decide to answer any questions now without an attorney present, you will have the right to stop answering any time until you talk to an attorney. Knowing and understanding your rights, I have explained them to you. Are you willing to answer my questions without an attorney present? The Miranda rulings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's significant today because on this day in 1963, police in Phoenix, Arizona arrested Ernesto Miranda with a horrible charge of kidnapping and rape. But his conviction was ultimately overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in Miranda v. Arizona, saying he was not given his rights to an attorney, given his rights. So on this day, it's the day he was arrested, that led to the court case that leads to your rights now when you were first confronted by the police. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1639, Harvard College was named for John Harvard. And remember, I encourage you to go to designershow.org and click on the Ebony and Ivy interviews you did with Craig Stephen Wilder, reminding us that Harvard College and all those other colleges were all founded with money from the slave trade in their legacy. On this day in 1862, the United States federal government forbid all Union officers to return fugitive slaves. In other words, they overturned the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850 on this day in 1862 during the war, which set the stage for the Emancipation Proclamation. On this day, a man, if you don't know his work, we'll have links to it on steinershow.org. John Roden was born on this day. He was an incredible sculptor who spent a lot of time at Howard University, born on this day in 1918, did some of the most incredible work around. You can still see some of his work in the street, like the Harlem Bank in New York and other places. He was both a realist and a modern abstract sculptor and was an amazing human being, born on this day in 1918. On this day in 1925, the Butler Act was put into place in Tennessee, outlawing the theory of revolution being taught in schools. That law, based on the Bible, teaching evolution, teachers would deny the literal account of the Bible of man's origin. That law stayed in place until it was repealed in 1967. On this day in 1930, the news of the discovery of a new planet, Pluto, is telegraphed from the Harvard College Observatory, and the great Neil deGrasse Tyson, the astronomer from Hayden Planetarium, who now hosts Cosmos, is one who wrote the book and said, "It's not a planet, I'm sorry." Mm. And so Pluto has lost its status, but it came on this day in 1930. On this day in 1932, the Atlantic Daily World began publication. It was the first African-American-owned daily, 1932, founded by William A. Scott. And much good music we'll be hearing soon. And according, and this day, this is interesting, this day, it's a little tidbit, that this is the day in 1948 that a place called Brigham Canyon, Utah, which was a mountain a mining town, was the last town in the Old West to make it illegal to carry firearms without a license on this day in 1948. And on this day in 1979 is when Maurice Bishop overthrew the government in a bloodless coup in Grenada and created a new government that kind of took care of the welfare of the people and the and that island and stood up to for the freedom of that country that was finally invaded by Ronald Reagan and overthrown. But he took power on this day in 1979. And on this day, the Department of Justice in 1991 announced that Exxon was going to pay $1 billion, a little too not enough, for the cleanup of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. And on this day, we'll be talking about in just a moment, Pope Francis was elected to in the papal conclave to succeed Pope Benedict the 16th, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. That'll be our first subject up. And very quickly, on this day, a couple of people, we said Irma Thomas, but one of the, a really interesting poet, we'll link to his work, was born in 1941, Mahmoud Darwish. Darwish, he was a great Palestinian poet and author, was born on this day in 1941. Clarence Darrow died on this day, talking about the trial in Tennessee and Right to Teach Evolution, the man who fought that case, died on this day in 1938. Clarence Darrow, 1906, passed away. Susan B. Anthony, and Kitty Genovese, a lot has been written about that because of her rape and murder in New York in 1964, that created this whole thing about the bystander effect, which is actually being poo-pooed at this moment in other articles being written recently. But that is our day in history. On this day, March the 13th, we will come right back with our conversation looking at the year-long legacy of this latest pope. We're going to break with Light by Common, who was born on this day in 1972.